जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी,
जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी,
जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी,
जय गोपी जन
यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरा बनचारी, यमुना तीरा बनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरा बनचारिया, यमुना तीरा बनचारिया, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गॉड प्रेमानंदी हरि हरि बोल। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, tenth canto, chapter 69. Narada visits Krishna's palaces. Text 25. Please repeat. Narayanam namaskritya naram chaiva narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Mudiraye Nasta Prayesha Badreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Nashtiki ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय क्वापि सन्ध्यम् उपासीनम् जपन्तं ब्रह्मवाग्यतम् एकत्र चासि चर्माभ्यम् चरन्तमासि वर्त्मसु क्वापि सन्ध्यम् उपासीनम् जपन्तं ब्रह्मवाग्यतम् एकत्र चासि चर्माभ्यम् चरन्तमासि वर्त्मसु क्वापि सान्ध्यमुपासीनम् जपन्तं ब्रह्मवाग्यतम् एकत्र चासि चर्माभ्यम् चरन्तमासि वर्त्मसु क्वापि सन्ध्यामुपासीनां जपन्तं ब्रह्मवाग्यतम् एकत्र चासि चर्माभ्यम् चरन्तमासि वर्त्मसु क्वापि सन्ध्यामुपासीनां जपन्तं ब्रह्मवाग्यतम् एकत्र चासि चर्माभ्यम् चरन्तमासि वर्त्मसु क्वापि somewhere sandhyam the rituals of sunset upasinam worshipping japantam quietly chanting brahma the vedic mantra gayatri vakyatam controlling his speech Ekatra, in one place, cha, and asi, with sword, charmabhyam, and shield, charantam, moving about, asi vartmasu, in the corridors set aside for sword practice. Translation. Somewhere, Lord Krishna was observing the rituals for worship at sunset by refraining from speech and quietly chanting the Gayatri mantra. And elsewhere, he was moving about with sword and shield in the areas set aside for sword practice. Purport. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti, the words sandhyam, upasinam indicate sunset rituals, whereas the words asi charmabhyam, charantam, refer to sword practice which takes place at dawn. Let's read a few more verses, short verses. Ashvairgai jai ratai kvapi Vicharantam gadagrajam kvachichayanam pariyanke stuyamanam chavandibihi. In one place, Lord Gadagraja was riding on horses, elephants, and chariots, and in another place, he was resting on his bed while bards recited his glories. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti points out that riding on horses, an elephant, is a noon activity, whereas one lies down during the later part of night. So all these pastimes of Lord Sri Krishna were happening in Dwarka. But the amazing thing is that all the different times were happening simultaneously. That's really amazing. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that Narada, one visiting one place, that was morning. Next place, few minutes after, was noontime. Krishna was feeding the brahmanas at noontime. In the morning, he was doing something else. So like that. In the same way, Lord Krishna's pastimes are going on all over the material universes. And in the spiritual world at the same time, simultaneously. There are two kinds of pastimes of Krishna. Naimittika lila and nitya lila. Naimittika means occasional, like killing the asuras. This is only when he comes to the material world. In the spiritual world, there are no demons to kill. Sometimes there are rumors, demons are coming. But nothing else, only rumors. Demons there, when they go to the spiritual world, because they're killed by Krishna, they become devotees. Sanatana Goswami explains in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita that this huge demon, Arishtasura, he got liberation. So he is in the spiritual world, big bull, and all the Brijavasis riding on his back, having a nice time, you know. So, let's read a little more. Mantrayantam chakasmim shinchin mantribish chodababidibi jalakridaratam kwapi varamukhya balavritam. Somewhere he was consulting with royal ministers like Uddhava, and somewhere else he was enjoying in the water, surrounded by many society girls and other young women. Purport. This translation is based on Srila Prabhupada's Krishna. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti, Lord Krishna met with his counselor around dusk and enjoyed water sport in the afternoon. Kutrachidvija mukyebhyo dadatam gaswas alankritaha itihasa puranani shrimbatam mangalani cha. Somewhere he was giving well-decorated cows to exalted brahmanas, and elsewhere he was listening to the auspicious narration of epic histories and puranas. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti informs us that giving cows in charity occurs in the morning, while hearing the histories take place in the afternoon. So charity is good in the morning, and the recitation of histories in the afternoon. Krishna was doing that. When Prabhupada went to South America, Venezuela, he was giving Bhagavatam class in the evening. And he asked the devotee to give Bhagavad Gita in the morning. So, yes, it's transcendental. Prabhupada said, my books are like a sweet bowl. From wherever you buy it, it's sweet. Asantam asa kataya kadachit priyayagrihe kvapi dharmam sevamanam artakamauchak kutrachit. Somewhere Lord Krishna was found enjoying the company of a particular wife by exchanging joking words with her. Somewhere else he was found engaged along with his wife in religious ritualistic functions. Somewhere Krishna was found engaged in matters of economic development, and somewhere else he was found enjoying family life according to the regulative principles of the Shastra. This translation is based on Srila Prabhupada's Krishna. Joking conversations take place during the night time, whereas religious rituals, economic development, and family enjoyment occurs during both the day and the night. So Krishna was giving perfect example of a householder, Kshatriya. He was playing the part of a Kshatriya king and a family man. So he was giving example that the husband should do the ritualistic ceremony along with his wife. He can't do it alone. He has to be along with her. So in one place he was doing that. Another place he was cutting jokes with another wife. Of course, the amazing thing, all the wives thought that Krishna is only with me. He's very attached to me. He doesn't go with the other five. He just stay here. I am his favorite wife. I mean, Krishna has 16,108 wives. So Krishna was simultaneously in 16,808 palaces at the same time doing varieties of activities. And the time was according to his desire. Whenever he wanted to be noon, it was noon. Whenever he wanted to be dusk, was dusk. Time was his servant. Whatever he wanted was happening in the same area, the same Dwarka. Different timings were going on. That's Krishna's Yogeshwara, the master of all mystic powers. You know the saying, not even a blade of grass moves without the will of the Lord. And that's based on the Puranic story that once the Devatas had a war against the Asuras. So Lord Vishnu was helping the Devatas, fighting the Asuras, and by the Lord's mercy, the Devatas came out victorious. So the Devatas were feeling a little proud. Oh, we are so powerful, so strong, we defeated the Asuras, and like that. So Vishnu wanted to give them a lesson in humility. He felt they were proud. So he took a blade of grass between his fingers and asked the Devatas, Indraji, you have such powerful weapon, Vajra. Can you cut in half this grass? Oh, that's very easy. So Indra threw his thunderbolt on the blade of grass and the Vajra was cut in half. He asked Vayu, can you blow it a little bit, make it move? Oh, that's easy. He blew his mighty wind. The blade of grass didn't move an inch. Then he told Agni, can you change color? Oh, that's easy. He threw all his fire, didn't change the color at all. So they accepted their defeat. They fell at Vishnu's feet. Please forgive us for our pride. Without your mercy, we can't do anything. And that's a fact. Krishna is very kind to the fallen souls. He's giving free will. But if we misuse our free will, we are under the laws of nature. We have to suffer so many miseries. Adhyatmika, Adhibhautika, Adhidaivika. Once Prabhupada showed the devotees a painting of Goddess Durga riding on a lion and piercing with a trident an asura, a demon. Prabhupada said, the trident means the triple miseries. And the asura are all the rebellious soul who came to the material world. So material energy is giving trouble. Just to remind us that we made a wrong choice by coming to the material world. But we can rectify our mentality and develop a devotional mentality. How? By engaging in bhakti yoga, devotional service, hearing, chanting the holy name attentively. That helps a lot to purify the mind and the heart. Very, very much. If one chants good japa, this morning after Mangal Arati, I stayed in the temple room. I was alone with Tulasi Devi. And the chanting was so nice. And you walk around everywhere, you see Krishna. Krishna's pastimes going on. It's wonderful, wonderful arrangement. We should take more advantage of this wonderful atmosphere here in this temple. It's so conducive to Krishna consciousness, to become more absorbed in Krishna. And I felt so much love and appreciation for my dear God brother Srila Tamakrishna Maharaj, that he made such beautiful setting. I could see his sense of art and devotion mixed together in such a nice way that is uplifting. That's the idea. People in the material world are always dealing with so many problems and troubles, and they need some relief. So this atmosphere is so nice. Immediately somebody comes in, he feels relief from all his anxieties. And we hear and chant with the association of devotees, and we hear the scriptures, Srimad Bhagavatam. Then we start to understand Krishna is very kind and merciful. He's giving us so many opportunities to engage in his loving service in order to purify our existence so we can develop some desire to serve him eternally, to be always in his association. This material life is temporary and full of miseries. Dukkalaya mashashvatam. There is nothing valuable for us to look here in this material world. The only valuable thing is that in this human life we can reawaken our dormant love for the Lord. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema. The love for Krishna is already there in the heart of every living entity, in a dormant way, but can be awakened. The soul also have spiritual eyes which are closed, but by the process of bhakti yoga, the soul's eyes start opening. And when the soul is awakened and with eyes open, start to see the reality. Oh, I am eternal servant of Krishna. Why I came to this material world? Only due to my ahankara, false ego, thinking I am the doer, the enjoyer. I am the owner of these material things. I can manage, exploit, enjoy them. That mentality what is keeping us in this samsara, repeated birth and death. So all the process of Krishna consciousness is to help us change our mentality from materialistic to devotional. Devotional, not only spiritual. Spiritual, okay, you means you are not this body, you are a spirit soul. That's very good knowledge, but that's not enough. Prabhupada said one has to experience that one is a spirit soul. And how we experience it? By engaging in the soul's eternal activity. Jaiva Dharma, the eternal Dharma of the soul, is to be Jivir Swarupa Hoi Krishna Nityadas, an eternal servant of Krishna. And when we are engaged in this loving service of the Lord, we are under the protection of the internal energy of the Lord. And when we are affected by the material energy, then we are in Mahamaya. So that means Tathashtak Shakti. Tathashtak Shakti means we are marginal. Sometimes we are under the influence of the spiritual energy, sometimes we are under the influence of the material energy. But even while somebody is influenced by the material energy, if one doesn't remember, one doesn't forget Krishna, And always remember that this material energies also belong to Krishna. I am dealing with it, but I should not identify with it. That's the point. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that Krishna Lila, Krishna's pastime, are the most confidential part of our philosophy. That's the most confidential part. And if we get ourselves into Krishna Lila, then we have so many subject of thoughts that we can always keep our mind busy thinking about the teaching and the pastimes of Lord Sri Krishna. Let's read one more verse. This is text 30. Dhyayantam ekamasinam purusham prakrite param shushrusham tam gurum kvapi kamair bhogai supariyaya. Somewhere he was sitting alone, meditating on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is transcendental to material nature, and somewhere he was rendering menial service to his elders, offering them desirable things and reverential worship. Purpose. Srila Prabhupada's comments. Meditation, as recommended in authorized scripture, is meant for concentrating one's mind on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu. Lord Krishna is himself the original Vishnu, but because he played the part of a human being, he taught us definitely by his personal behavior what is meant by meditation. This activity of meditation indicates the Brahma Muhurta, the early morning hours before sunrise. So Prabhupada explains that since Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he was meditating on himself. Because he is everything. Brahman, Paramatman, Bhagavan. So he sits down to meditate. on the Supreme Lord, Vishnu. But he is Supreme Vishnu. He is the origin of Vishnu. So, since he was playing the part of human being, he was teaching human society how to rise early in the morning and meditate on Lord Krishna. Krishna will be sleeping with his 16,108 wives. And in the morning, when the rooster start to chant, crow, then that will be at Brahma Muhurta time. That was 1.5 hours before sunrise. So Krishna, when will hear the rooster's crow, he will rise up from bed. Of course, the wives were not so happy. They will be cursing the rooster. But Krishna, to show human society how to behave, how to be dutiful in the spiritual life, he will rise up and wash up and sit down and meditate on himself. Of course, we don't meditate on ourselves because, well, some impersonalists, they do that, that meditation. Prabhupada said that is better than to be completely materialistic. Thinking yourself Brahman, but Krishna is Parabrahman, the Supreme Brahman. We are Brahman because we are a spirit soul, but Krishna is Supreme Brahman. So it's better to meditate on the Supreme Brahman. But if somebody doesn't know Supreme Brahman, if they meditate on herself, they get some also spiritual benefit from that. So Krishna, the Supreme Lord, another place he was serving his elders in a menial way. That's Vedic culture. One worship the Lord early in the morning, one-tenth to the brahmanas, give them charity, according to one's capacity, of course, and then one serve the elders, and and if he's kshatriya, then he engage in sword fighting, practice, you know, that is duty. Brahmana will be engaged in reading the scriptures and teaching them to other, worshipping the deity, teaching other how to worship the deity. And this is six activities, the brahmanas. They worship the deity, they teach how to worship deity. They read the scripture, teach others how to worship. And what was the other one? Anybody remember? Huh? No, no. I'm talking about the brahmanas. Giving charity, receiving charity. Prabhupada said in Bengal, there is a saying, Brahmane timpun. That brahmana maintain themselves by blowing in three different ways. One way is they blow the conch and worship the deities. Another way, they blow the fire. This, what is the name of that thing? Like bell. Yeah. Yeah, at that time they used that, you know, to cook. Brahmana can be a pujari cook, or he can blow the mantra in the disciple ear. So three ways of maintaining himself engaged, occupied. Kshatriyas, the managers, they were managing the states, practicing martial art, teaching other Kshatriyas also how to defend the society, like that. And they also giving charity to the Brahmanas, maintaining the Brahmanas. Brahma didn't have to worry about their livelihood. They just have to study the scriptures and teach them to others and worship the deity and teach how to do it also. That's they should not worry about their maintenance. In Vedic time was like that. But nowadays everything different. So it changed so much. Brahman have to find any kind of job to maintain themselves. Nowadays people talk so much about meditation. It's very popular, the word meditation. But first of all, people don't know what is the object of meditation. I remember before I came to Krishna consciousness, I used to practice yoga. So the yoga teacher, after the different exercises, the asanas, he would teach, now relax and meditate. And what will we meditate? One day, meditate on the blood circulating on your body, from your feet to your head and up and down. And I thought, what has anything to do with the spiritual life, you know? Another time, meditate on the light, white light, put your mind in white, void, don't think of nothing. Only a few minutes, then this is very boring, I want to meet some friend or something. So this is not meditation. They don't know what is... Meditation means to concentrate the mind on only one object, but what that object should be, that should be the Supreme Lord. But because people have no information, who is the Supreme Lord, they don't know how to meditate. But they like to speak about meditation. They think meditation means, I meditate what I did today, and if I behave nicely with this or that, or that I have to improve in this area, that area, that's okay, but that's not the object of meditation. I mean, if somebody become Krishna conscious, all other good qualities comes automatically. You know, one is nicely behaved and gentle and respectful and tolerant, and all nice qualities naturally developed in a person. But devotee by nature is he's not proud. He knows all this is the mercy of Krishna. Once devotee named Govinda Das, he was disciple of Ramanujacharya in South India. So this devotee was very pure, very elevated devotee, Govinda. So his god brothers were praising him. Oh, Govinda, you have such nice qualities. You are very meek and humble, very tolerant and self-controlled and always Krishna conscious. And they were praising like these different nice qualities. And to their shock, Govinda said, yes, it is true. I have all these good qualities. So they were shocked. Usually when somebody prays, you try to say, no, please, Prabhu, I am fallen soul. Don't think like that. You may, one try to be humble, but internally one may think, oh, finally somebody recognized my good quality. But Govinda very openly said, yes, you are correct. I have all this. So they went to Ramanujacharya to complain that Gurudev, we told Govinda that about his good quality, and to our shock, he said, yes, I have this. So he became proud, Gurudev. And Ramanujacharya called the disciple, Govinda Das, and chastised him. Govinda, you know, it's not good to be proud of your good qualities, you know. And Govinda said, my dear Gurudev, yes, you're correct. Actually, I don't have any good qualities. If I have any good quality at all, it's only due to your mercy. And how can I deny your mercy on me? By agreeing that I have those qualities, I am agreeing that you gave me your mercy. How can I deny your mercy? It's only due to your mercy I have these qualities. Not because of me. It's because of your kindness and blessing upon me. So Ramanuja was pleased and he embraced his disciple, blessing him. So that is always to remember. You know the saying, there is a saying, one should not show off with borrowed plumes. This comes from some history in the that once a crow found a peacock feather on the ground, and he picked the peacock and put it on his tail. And he was showing off in front of the other crows. See, I am, I'm a peacock now. All of them were laughing, you know. So in the same way, any Purusham Nrishun, the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, I am ability in man. So any ability we may have, we should not be proud. We should remember this is only due to the Guru and Krishna's mercy alone. And in that way, we remain humble. At the same time, not artificially humble. Like once a devotee told Prabhupada, Prabhupada, I am the most fallen. Prabhupada told him, you are not the most anything. You want to be the most something. Fallen, at least. Prabhupada didn't. He sensed it was artificial, wasn't real. So we have to be for real. We have to be honest and try to understand our actual position we are in now. And from there, we should try to make an effort to make further advancement in Krishna consciousness so we can be a good instrument in the hand of Guru and Krishna to help others also become Krishna conscious. Not for our own benefit, but for others' benefit. Of course, one's benefit is also included already there. Hare Krishna. So any questions, comments? Yes, Mataji. Do we have a mic around here? So our hearer through the internet, they also can hear the question.
Krishna's pastime with Aristasura?
I don't think
it's working.
It's working.
Okay. You were speaking about Krishna's pastime with Aristasura. We just read that last night in Krishna book.
Yes.
And it was a very violent pastime. But you were saying how that Aristasura was actually playing with the residents afterwards in the spiritual world?
That's in the spiritual world. After he was killed by Krishna, he became liberated. And Sanatana Goswami in his Brihadbhagavatamrita described that Aristasura became devotee after being killed by Krishna. He was saved. And he was in the spiritual world, and the Brijabasis were riding on his back, and he was giving them a tour around the Vrindavan.
And also, what is the anartha that Aristasura represents that we are supposed to take out of our hearts?
Excuse me?
Like each Prabhupada was saying that each demon that Krishna killed represented an anartha in our hearts.
Yeah, that's correct. Yes.
So which is the anartha for Aristasura?
Aristasura. Okay. Let me try to remember that. Do you remember any of you? Yeah, I've read that long time ago, but Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that each demon Krishna killed represents an anartha, yes. Sorry, I can't remember right now. I can tell you later. Definitely, you know, represent different bad qualities we have, like the killing of Putana. Putana represent the false guru, because she came disguised as a beautiful lady, but actually she was a Rakshasi. So somebody, not only guru, anyone who is trying to show something he's not, that's represent Putana. That one I remember. Krishna's forgetfulness and remembrance. Sometime I want to remember something very hard, I can't, and suddenly without making an effort, I remember. Then I realize, oh, Krishna is in the heart. From him come remembrance and forgetfulness. And the knowledge too. Any other comments, questions? Nityananda would like to make some comment. Okay. Very good. And our friends here, thank you for coming. Hare Krishna. Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai. Thank you, Maharaj. Jai. His Holiness Bhaktisundara Goswami Maharaj ki jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premanandi Hari Bol. Today is Ekadashi, but tomorrow is Vamana Dwadashi, which means the appearance of Vamanadev. So the fasting until noon has to be done today on Ekadashi. Because on Dwadashi you have to eat grain in the morning. So. Hare Krishna.